Appendix E, James and Ellen White's relationship. For the first time, the White estate is publishing in their entirety letters 64, 65, 66, and 67, 1876. The letters, like others written by James and Ellen White, were written without any thought that they would be published someday. But in these letters we gain uncommon insights into how committed Christians handled marital stress. Through these letters we believe that other couples can take heart and learn how to handle their own tensions and conflicts. We have endeavored to put the letters in a setting that shows the genuine love and affection between James and Ellen White during their long marriage, both before and after James' strokes. To understand the background of the letters, we ask that you read this complete section, including the covering statement. James and Ellen White. The Savior's eyes on James White. We will present your case to God, dear James, every time we pray, and will press our petitions to the throne. At times I have had a blessed assurance that God heard me pray through his dear son and that his blessing rested on you there at Dansville. I feel the sweet presence of God at times when I pray, and feel such an evidence that God has set his love upon you, and although you are afflicted, Jesus is with you, strengthening and supporting you by his all-powerful arm. He that stretched out his hand to save sinking Peter upon the troubled water will save his servant, who has labored for souls and devoted his energies to his cause. Yes, James, the eye of the compassionate Savior is upon you. He is touched with the feelings of your infirmities. He loves you. He pities you as we cannot. He will make you to triumph in his own dear name. Be of good courage, my poor suffering husband. Wait patiently a little longer and you shall see of the salvation of God. We know in whom we have believed. We have not run as uncertainly. All will come out just right in the end. Ellen misses James' manly arm during his illness. Yesterday after I left the cars I rode 12 miles in the stage. The scenery was beautiful. The trees with their varied hues, the beautiful evergreens interspersed among them, the green grass, the high and lofty mountains, the high bluffs of rocks, all are interesting to the eye. These things I could enjoy, but I am alone. The strong, manly arm I have ever leaned upon is not now my support. Tears are my meat night and day. My spirit is constantly bowed down by grief. I cannot consent that your father, James White, shall go down into the grave. Oh, that God would pity and heal him. Edson, my dear boy, give yourself to God. Wherein you have erred, frankly acknowledge it by confession and humility. Draw nigh to God and do unite with me in pleading with God for his recovery. If we chasten our souls before God and truly repent of all our wrongs, will he not be entreated, for the sake of his dear son, to heal your father? Edson urged to treat his father tenderly. Dear Edson, do not on any account move rashly in regard to the letter written by your father. Keep quiet, wait and trust, be faithful, make every concession you can, even if you have done so before, and may God give you a soft and tender heart to your poor, overburdened, worn, harassed father. James White, very attentive. My husband is very attentive to me, seeking in every way to make my journeyings and labor pleasant and relieve it of weariness. He is very cheerful and of good courage. We must now work and with carefulness preserve our strength, for there are 13 more camp meetings to attend.